everybody!
Oh, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing today?
Oh! Can you lower me? Can you lower me? No, my headset. My headset. I'm sitting on a really high stool. My legs are spread wide.
Jeez, look at my leg on my 10. I'm deaf.
No. I can't hear nothing.
I'm totally off.
Being a drummer my whole life and all, you know?
Yeah, you, okay.
So, how was everybody's weekend?
I don't know yet. I'm sitting here with my legs spread open and I'm trying to find a goddamn video.
Is that what that smell was? I wasn't sure.
How about yourself?
Can you seriously bring me up? I can't even hear.
How about that?
Well, I still hear nothing. Nothing.
There?
Where the hell's our video?
Nothing. Nothing.
There.
Nothing. Now you're bringing me up.
There you go.
I got an echo and I can't stand that.
Okay, well.
You're killing me. We just went through a whole sound check and you're bringing me up. You're screwing up.
Why
on earth we let Johnny have his fun with this stuff?
I love this.
Oh my God.
God just spoke.
This is your father. I am speaking to you, Rod.
Stop speaking.
Anyway.
I was adopted.
If you guys like to call the show tonight, 877-917-5263. We have a great show tonight. We have Sherry. How do you say her last name?
I don't know.
Soulless, I think.
Sherry's going to have to...
Stripper juice.
Yeah, she's going to have to correct us on how to say her last name.
But she's also
everybody else
a record holder.
She's a record holder of the fastest land speed.
In her class.
In her class.
And right. I'm dying to find out where she's
going. She should be calling you like in 4 minutes. So,
4 minutes.
Plus, we have Bobby Steegan Jr. calling in.
Yep.
Sweet.
He's going to talk about the North Carolina. Aiden has a posse.
That was last weekend, right?
It was this past Saturday.
This past Saturday.
Plus, there'll be one in Brooklyn, too, I believe.
June 4th.
Right?
June 4th.
Yes. So,
yeah, we got to get out there and support that. And all you guys out there, get out there and support that.
Also, R.C. Pittman will be calling in from the Northwest Florida chapter. Right? He's from Bikers from Trump.
Right.
So he's going to be calling in about the M-O-A-R, Mothers of All Rides.
Mother of All Rides.
Yes. What I said.
Not Mothers.
Not Mothers. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday.
I said that in honor of Mother's Day. Give me a break.
Quick cover up from Johnny.
From the Wild Hogs, Texas, Central Texas and Texas, right? We're going to have Gary and Matt calling in, the admins from over there.
Sweet.
They're going to call in around 9:30. 7:30 their time in Texas. So they're going to be calling in, talking about their group, their association, all this stuff, and it should be a hell of a good night tonight.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Plus, you know, we got plenty of groups that we're in right now. We say hello to Michelle Hollywood.
Yes,
hello, Michelle Hollywood.
Yeah, she's out there pushing away.
She's out there pushing.
Yeah.
Because David Hayes, and
absolutely.
Laura. They're out there, so,
right.
You know, we have a big night ahead of us.
We got a lot of people out there, big fans of ours. You know, I say thanks to Kit Kotler for, you know, doing what he's doing with us. Really appreciate that.
And, of course, Strip.
Johnny Lang, Strip Club Choppers.
Choppers, Johnny Lang. Next week, right, he'll be calling in to do his updates of where he's at. That's when you can call and ask him questions. So that we hope you all participate with that.
Sorry, I had to adjust myself.
So, anyway. So, what's going on, guys?
I gotta get close. I can't get comfortable.
She can't get comfortable.
I have really, really, really long legs.
A typical woman.
Yes, she does.
Oh, God.
There's nothing to put the legs under. We're sitting here with, like...
Hold on.
We're like
this
locked.
Is like not bar stools or nothing.
I don't know if you've noticed, but there were two opening songs tonight from Miss Lex Gray.
Yeah.
And we got to see them last weekend, and oh, my God. She was so good. What's
How
the
good
album?
Was she?
She was so good.
How good was she?
I don't know.
You have to pick up her album. What's the name of that album?
Which one?
The one that with the Factory and all that stuff.
That's her newest album. That's the Factory is from the Heal My Soul.
Heal My Soul.
Album.
That's great.
Go to LexGrayMusic.com.
Gotta check that out.
You can actually click on one of our links there.
Oh, yeah. Did you type? Yeah. Are you typing it in? Are you... Playing Sexitarian?
I'm
playing something.
We got lots of good stuff going on tonight. We're very excited.
I got another birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
It's a very special birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's the birthday of my boobs.
The birthday of your boob. Not boobs.
No, boobs. I have two. I have two. No, it's actually, it's the anniversary of my reconstructive surgery today, May 8th, 9 years ago. That's so nice. My girls are nine. Woo!
Wow!
Hear that? Girls are nine.
Mm-hmm.
The one nipple and all.
Yeah,
right?
One nipple and all.
And everything is good.
Well, she's a survivor, so hey.
So we
I am a survivor of fuck cancer.
That's right.
Fuck cancer. Cancer sucks.
Fuck it.
Talking to your mic. There you go. Talk like I'm talking tonight.
Talk.
People actually hear me.
Talk
they can
like
understand
this.
Me.
Dude, I'm talking and I don't even hear myself.
Do we all... Listen,
no, you're killing me.
Oh, Johnny and Barbecue. Yeah, Johnny and Barbecue. Oh, yeah, all speaking right. of Barbecue,
that's right.
before I forget,
I don't know.
Uh-oh,
here we go. We're starting right
Sherry's
here.
Calling in. Hold on a second.
Can you lower?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is
Sherry. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Thank you!
It's birthday.
Happy breast day and birthday.
Happy booby day. Thank you.
No. So this is Sherry. Sherry, you want to explain to everybody exactly what you do? Like,
and
explain,
who you
explain
are.
Explain the stripper juice first. Let's hear what that is. That sounds like something I can use in the shower.
Oh, wow. So I can... No, no.
Johnny doesn't use soap and water.
No, just the stripper juice would be fine. You know, I'm done. All right, let's go. My
elbow. No, that's why I moved my chair.
I'm sorry, Shelly. Go ahead.
No, that's
about it.
I mean,
it's awesome.
It's
an
awesome product. Do you have to wet the bike? Do you have to wet the bike first before you apply it, or you could just spray it directly on?
No, you put it on a dirty bike. That's what designed for.
Really
cool.
So, wow.
Right.
Okay.
I sponsor the Buffalo Motorcycle Speed Trial.
Okay. Nice.
It's just awesome. It's good stuff.
Nice. Definitely got to give that stuff a whirl here.
Right, right. Wait, hold on. The center can't hear, but they should be able to hear you now.
We just raised
it. Okay, now we're good.
We're good now, John. Are we good now, John?
I think we're good.
Johnny's playing again.
Yeah, if you guys give me an address, I'll send you a couple cans.
That would be awesome.
I'll give you the address. You can...
Because my bike got rained on about 6 years ago, and you got to see it.
That's Jerry. Jerry, he has not cleaned his bike in 6 years, and I used to detail motorcycles, so I'm totally interested in your product because it takes me anywhere from 3 hours to 8 hours to completely detail a bike. So if this cuts that work in half,
I'm in love with
the product already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to soak and water my bike, and, you know,
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, right. Oh, okay.
That's really great. Does it leave a protective coating as well on it in between? Okay. That sounds good. So how many bikes, or how many times... can you clean a motorcycle with one can?
Oh,
No. Where's it go? Other side. Other side.
Other side?
Sorry, Sherry.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, stop.
Hold on 1 second, Sherry.
Hold on. Wait, there you go. The cord. Our cord fell out.
You know what? We're gonna, our cord fell out of the side of the iPad. No.
Yeah, hold on. Lift it. No, just no. Up to the left.
No, I'm sorry, Sherry.
No, the other way. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
That should be good, yeah.
That's fine.
Sorry, Sherry.
It's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah, we had the wire fell out of the side of the iPad, so we couldn't. We didn't know what was happening. Well, we're back anyway. So Sherry, can you just go back maybe about 8 minutes ago? No, go back a couple of minutes ago. Start where you can just spray the stuff on your bike, and it'll clean your bike, right?
You spray a little bit on.
Right.
I mean, it comes out like foam. So most aerosols, when you spray them, it just goes everywhere. It dispenses in the air. Well, my stuff dispenses out like a foam, so there's no waste in this product. And you squirt on just a little bit of it. You wipe it down with one rag to clean. I use microfiber rags. That's what I recommend.
Cool.
And then you use a clean rag and just buff it off lightly because, like I said, there is some carnauba wax in it.
Right, right.
There's nothing corrosive in my product at all. It's safe to use on just about everything. The only thing I found it doesn't work well on is porous wood. My son is a professional musician. He keeps a can in his guitar cases all the time.
Really? He works with
He cleans his guitars with it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. Well,
now, where can you find this product?
Well, if your local bike shop doesn't have it, ask them to contact me and get it. You can also order it on Amazon.com, just like everything else in the world. Or you can contact me directly through my website because I do sell in lesser quantities than a case. I have a website set up where my dealers can come online and order by the case.
Okay.
And you can get it in Canada, and we're in Germany.
We're going to put up on our website over here so people can see it. Anybody have any questions for Sherry, please give us a call. I know somebody was calling a second ago, and I hung up on you by accident. So.
Well, they can't really call, but they can ask a question on the feed.
They can call.
Yeah, they can call on the hotline. Right?
I'd like to get some of this product down to Chile and have my friends down there. Yeah, with
she's
their
on the
bikes.
Hotline.
Okay.
Yes. Know. So, you know, anybody have any questions for her, give a call. And now, explain to us about this record you broke.
Yeah, what's up
with
that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, that record was about more than just getting a record. That was about me turning 60 and my motorcycle turning 60 and freaking out about being old. And
that's
I just
old.
Wanted
that's
to do something
old.
Special with my dad's motorcycle. That was the last bike my dad owned before he passed away. I rode behind him when I was a kid on it.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, what a way to honor my dad. And I cried the first run that I made when I came off the course. I was bawling, just thinking, you know, wish Dad could have been there. I think it would have just tickled the shit out of him,
sure.
You know. But but I went out there knowing that the record was open. No one had set a record in a production class for classic motorcycles at a 650cc engine displacement. So I thought, well, I'll just cruise down the course and get me a record.
Wow.
And I work the event, too. I volunteer and I work the event. So I worked the first 3 days. And the day that I went to race, the coordinator came over to me and she said, you've got competition. Somebody set the record yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at 87.2, I think. He was on a Kawasaki. He was from Washington State. And I don't know what year model it was because my class runs from 1956 through 1981.
Wow.
Obviously, it was a newer bike. So I was a little pissed off, and I thought, you know, I'm a competitor.
So
I'm going to do this.
Walked his ass.
Well, my first run up, I took it easy. I had a lot of advice from all the pros out there that kept telling me, you know, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You know, you can go up and down the course as many times as you want. So my first feel for the course, just feeling it out, I came off and they red flagged me and told me to go to impound. I said, well, what'd I do? And he said, you broke the record. I was like, no shit.
Nice.
like awesome. 89.6, and I wasn't even trying, you know. So
right.
I went to impound and marked my motor, you know, and got a bite to eat and decided to come back down and solidify my run and get the record. And I told my tuner, I said, you know what, I'm going to open it up. He said, you haven't tested this engine. He said, I don't want you to blow your engine. I said, I'm opening it up.
Ah, there you go.
Nice.
That's it.
You got 1 mile to run up before you hit the beginning of your timed mile.
Nice.
And I was set and found my center. It felt good. And somewhere in that mile, I saw 103 on my speedo.
Wow.
And I came off, and they told me I had a 96.072, something like that.
Wow.
And I was disappointed that I didn't get 100 bit, but I didn't get there quick enough,
and,
you know.
You got all happy.
But, yeah, that motorcycle was rated for 90 miles an hour out of the factory in 1956. So
yeah.
I was
back then,
very
that's fast
pleased.
Back then. Right?
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
Wow.
But it felt good, man. I mean, all you see is white. You know nobody's going to run out in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Open it up, let it go.
There's no divots. There's no bumps on the course.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Smoothest.
Just open that baby up and go. Ping.
Ever. Yeah, and all you can hear is just the roar of your engine.
Oh.
It's just,
wow.
It's just awesome.
You could just
yeah.
hear it. You could hear it in her voice. Yeah.
I know.
Like
it's just a passion that you feel.
Yeah.
I think
to be able to get on your bike to do that, you know, and without worrying about, it's not part of my language, some asshole cutting you off or...
Yeah.
You're hitting a pothole or something like that.
It's just the thought
just
of
go.
Opening it up and letting it rip.
Right.
Man, that's sweet.
Yeah, I did feel a little bit of a crosswind coming back, and I thought, you know, I can't imagine what those people feel doing 250 miles an hour, you know,
oh
when they
God,
get a crosswind. Because
right.
it felt weird. It was just kind of a weird feeling. But,
right,
yeah, well, I'm hooked. I've got to go back and defend my record because I heard he's coming back.
Oh boy, go get him!
And
well,
when,
go
and
get
when
him!
Do, and when are you doing that? When are you going to do that again to defend your record?
That will be the last week of August, running into the Labor Day weekend.
Okay,
cool. We got to keep tabs on that.
What's our the phone number is up
yeah,
there?
Put up again.
Oh, I got to put it up.
Yeah,
at
we
got.
Yeah,
page.
We definitely got to keep tabs of this. And
that's
yeah.
definitely an awesome. Accomplishment, right?
To say the least.
To do. Plus, you have that awesome strip of juice, which I'm dying to try.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
On my bike and on my beef.
Don't,
on my
don't
feet.
Let Johnny fool you. He's gonna put that can right next to a dirty bike.
That's going on the
barbecue.
Hey, I must clean a barbecue.
Use it on your boots and your leathers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
Definitely.
Have you seen his boots?
It's almost as dirty as
yeah, let
me
see them because.
Oh, you,
hey,
you don't want to see them.
Yeah, well, the first day that I worked out there, I had on some leather boots, and they were caked up with salt almost halfway up my leg. And
wow.
I thought, man, I have to throw these in the trash, you know, and I got back to my hotel room, knocked the salt off, and I sat down and squirted stripper juice on them and just massaged it in like hand lotion.
Right.
I'm still wearing those boots today. They were like brand new when I finished.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name? Stripper juice.
I did not.
No.
I did not come up with it. Actually, it was developed in Georgia.
Okay.
And I stumbled onto the product in 2009 out at the Laughlin River Run, and I bought a can just for the name. I didn't know what it was. I didn't care what it was. I just bought it because it was stripper juice.
I'd buy it for the name, too, to be honest with you. I would buy it.
It could have been bottled water for all I knew. But I tried it, and I was like, holy shit, what is this? You know, and I started researching. I couldn't find it anywhere, and I finally had a friend hook me up with the owner, and I started distributing for him just so I could get it cheap for me and my buddies. And
we have a phone call coming in. Maybe somebody wants to talk to you. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Casper. Casper.
Hello, hello.
Oh, Casper, can we put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, just barely can't understand you.
Okay. All right, hang on 1 sec.
Hold on 1 second. All right. Oh, wait, no. Hold, there we go.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you
No,
it?
She's on one.
Okay. Sherry,
Sherry,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So we lost you.
Okay. Okay, Sherry, thank you very much for calling the show. This was definitely awesome.
Yeah. I'm,
and we're going to get you our addresses because we want some of the stripper juice.
Yeah, we want to check it out. We want to, you know, push it to the fans of our show.
Definitely.
You know, all our fans out there,
yeah.
Go to the website. We're going to put the link up there if Mama hasn't already.
I did.
Go check it out. Check out
yes.
the information about this incredible woman, the records that she's holding, and everybody, when she's back there trying to defend this and break it again, let's all support
That's
her.
That's right. We will support you. Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thank you. We'll all right.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
Wow, that was...
All right, we'll go back.
She's...
Hello, Mr. Pittman. How are you?
How you doing?
We're good, Casper. How's it going?
Oh, everything's looking lovely down here in Florida today.
Okay, so I just want to give you a proper intro so everyone knows who you are.
Yes.
That just called in. This is R.C. Pittman,
right.
The president of the Northwest Florida chapter of Bikers for Trump. And he's given us a call today. He's going to talk to us about a veterans run he just did. And then also you said something about the MOAR, right? The mother of all rides.
Rides. I was corrected on that.
It's actually mother of all rallies.
Rallies.
Oh, rallies.
There we go.
Oh, wrong.
There we go.
Mother of all rallies.
We're going to do the mother of all rides. Actually, they're trying to set a world record on a poker run. We're going to be participating in that. I think it's May the 20th, up out of Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's a world. There's a world record poker run. Is what it is.
Oh, nice.
And we're going up to meet with the different groups in the area. We have a chapter there in Michigan, the President Rick Smith. A real good chapter right there outside of Lansing. And we're going up to participate in this Michigan event.
Okay.
That sounds great. Now, you did a ride, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, correct, for a veteran? There was a veterans run that you did. Can you... let everybody know about that. That actually was a very special run that you did. And you guys did it in the pouring rain, too. You didn't stop you, the nasty weather. So, yeah, just tell everyone about that, please.
The ride week before last on Saturday took place in Cookstown, Pennsylvania, which our towns here, we've got about, you know, 17,000-18,000 in our town that's around a bigger town. Well, to me, Hookstown is just a suburb of Pittsburgh that's up in the mountains and kind of, you know, away from everybody.
That's a good ride.
That's a beautiful part of the country. We had a fantastic ride up there.
Right, wow. That must be an awesome ride up there.
Yeah.
And
right?
About how many people came for this event, for this run, for this particular veteran?
Oh, my gosh. Total number of people that came was had to be, I'm going to say total number of attendees, had to be over 1,000.
Wow.
Wow. That's right. That's nice.
We had... When we left the motel, headed to the ride that morning, the ride was scheduled to start at 12, and we actually got soaked before we ever got to the ride. The ride started in a severe thunderstorm.
Right.
I changed clothes again at the first stop. This went on until, I guess about 3:30 in the afternoon. And, we came out of the last stop where it was headed to, back to the, American Legion there in Hookstown.
Right.
Those are some of the greatest people in the world right there now. When we got back there, we climbed off the bikes. The rain quit. The sunshine came out. And that afternoon up until about 7 o'clock, man, the American Legion was just flooded.
Wow.
Not only with support of other bikers, but just support in general of the community.
That's
awesome to see, too. Hold on, this might be a phone call. Hold on, somebody might be wanting to talk to you. Hold on one second.
Somebody might have a question for you, Cap.
Hello, you're on the air with RC Pigeon.
What's up, man? It's Jay Bird from Justice Cult.
You know what?
Hey, Hold on one second.
Let me lower you down.
Did you have a question for Casper?
No, I just wanted to say hey to you guys and tell y'all I'm in Vegas.
You are?
Can you give us
a couple minutes?
Give
we'll
us a
right
call
back here,
in like 20 minutes. That'd be cool.
Y'all call me. Just call me. You got my number.
Okay. We'll call you back. Thank you.
We'll all do guys. That.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. RC, you know Justice Cult. He's good friends with Geneva Keane in the Justice Cult band. You probably seen him, right, Casper?
Say the name again.
Justice Cult, the Justice Cult band, Geneva Keane's friend.
Geneva's friends, correct?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did a big event yesterday at the Outpost Bar for Bikers.
Wow, great place.
With Geneva.
Wow.
Yes, we were with Geneva yesterday, as a matter of fact, in Panama City.
Wow.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, she speaks very highly of you and about the Outpost and how you guys kind of got that built for her, and that was a wonderful thing for you to do.
Oh, yeah, and that's a crazy bar, too.
Yeah, Geneva's an outstanding person.
Yes, she is.
And if time permits, I'd like to speak a little bit about our rally together yesterday.
Yeah, you can do that now if you want. We have a couple minutes before we have to go to a commercial break for our sponsors, you know, those people that help put this show together.
That's right.
Yeah, because we love Geneva. Right. So, yeah, I would love for you to talk about that. That would be fabulous. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Getting back to the it was called Benefit for Uncle. That's the gentleman's name that was involved in a real bad head-on collision. Been in the hospital just now. Gotten back out into rehab, but he lost his house, his car, you know, everything.
Wow.
The ride there in Hoopstown, we raised a little over $6,000 in 5 hours.
Nice.
In the pouring rain. Thanks to the Northwestern chapter of Bikers for Trump, Lynette and Brian Mountain. That's the president side of that chapter. Those guys, they're unbelievable. Anybody in the Pennsylvania area, in the New York area, in the surrounding area,
right?
Go to Northwestern Bikers for Trump. If you want to get in and join up with Lynette and Brian, they're big in the Legion there. They're just super folks. That's our chapter of the boots on the ground.
Wow.
The boots on the ground side of Bikers for Trump, they are the ones, when you talk about it ain't about the ride, it's about the destination, it's about the ride, it ain't about the numbers,
right.
It's about the people who actually show up. Those people show up. I've got to give them all the credit in the world. As the president of the boots on the ground, I have got some of the greatest leadership that anybody in the biker community could ever hope to have. We are off the ground. We're running hard. That event last week, then I got my bike tore down right now. Made it through yesterday. We did the event was called The Last Ride.
Wow.
It's the last event of the day for Thunder Beach in Panama City, which is a big honor. This year, the ride was for suicide and PTSD awareness.
Wow, very cool.
It was an honor because the outpost is our home.
Right.
This is where the boots on the ground part of Bikers for Trump started when he walked down the stairs. Northwest Florida, the very first chapter, the very first organized part of Bikers for Trump started as a result of the people in Milton, Florida, and the Outpost Bar for Biker in Freeport, Florida. Can't say enough about them. This is the bar where Geneva, as a young girl, young lady, got her start. The owner, Don, and all of the guys around here that support this community. It is, the Outpost of Biker is a community. They've got access there. Don has built the place so that they, you've got places for veterans to actually live at a very low rate there on the property.
Yeah, that's a really great thing to do for them.
I walked through there. That was really nice.
Right, Don's a two-time Vietnam Purple Heart winner.
Oh my God!
If you meet Don, it's instant. You know, he's a man. So all you can say is he's a man. Much respect for Don at the Outpost. But Geneva, everywhere we go, everywhere that we can be with Geneva. We love to do rallies with her. We never fail to recruit, if you want to call it that, actual boots on the ground bikers. These are bikers that, you know, it ain't an every weekend thing, but when it comes to your community, if you can be a part of that biker community, Bikers for Trump is going to be there. That's what we're about.
Right.
We're about taking America back. We're about helping making America great again. One community at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just get it one community at a time, we can take back, some of the things that our government has absolutely given away. They've given away our morality. They've given away our honor. They've given away our trust. These are things that we've got to start recapturing, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Okay? These are some of the things that we have got to take back. One community, one person, one group. You see, it ain't about the numbers, people. It's about who's going to show up.
That's right.
To help out.
Exactly.
That's the only way we're going to take our communities back.
That's right.
The only way we're going to take our country back is by working together.
That's right.
This is,
just so you know, Geneva chimed in and she wanted to say hello, Casper, and that she loves you. She's on the Facebook feed right now.
Wow.
She definitely is that. Can you just give us briefly with the Mothers of All rallies now, when that's happening for those folks that want to participate? Because we're getting close to the time where we kind of have to go to commercial shortly, but I wanted to get the information
in with
the Mothers of All rallies. When is that happening?
We were contacted by Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy and I had a good meeting when this idea first came into being. Mother of All Rallies, MOAR, is going to take place on September the 16th. In Washington, D.C. We have people right now looking for a venue, a reasonable venue that will, we're hoping to access at least 100,000 people.
Wow.
In an absolute celebration. This will be Trump supporters. This will be Bikers for Trump. This will be veterans group. I've got a lot of groups here in Florida that absolutely, if they're close, they join in every rally that we do in the state of Florida. We're very well, have a real good base here as a result, you know, of the way that we started.
Right.
But the mother of all rallies, Tommy, he is the one pissed off American, and hey man, that guy's got a message like you wouldn't believe. All you people on Facebook, go to One Pissed Off American. This guy is a real good friend of myself and Bernadette. You can go on. He was at the Clearwater, Florida MAGA rally with us. That was a fantastic event, man. It just, look, we've done 39 rallies.
That's fabulous.
Total since the RNC.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bernadette, myself. We have participated in.
Right.
I won't say we've done them.
Well, you participated in it, and then you have this rally.
There was a lot of them that was absolutely funded by us, but it ain't about the numbers.
Right. It's about the
39 rallies. We have had zero arrests.
Wow.
Of any biker in 39 rallies.
Excellent.
We have had zero, just nothing at all to bring a blemish against the name of Northwest Florida Bikers for Trump,
mm-hmm,
or any of our chapters.
Nope.
Cool. None at all.
You're always doing the good thing. But on that note, Casper, we're going to have to finish up right now with you, because we do have a couple more people calling in.
Yes.
Actually, our line, we got three calls on hold right now. There. But we love what you're doing. And
If you would, Margaret.
Yeah.
If you would, Margaret, one other thing.
Sure.
When we leave Rolling Thunder, Geneva is doing the Tennessee Bike Fest.
We'll be there.
On the 19th through the 20th,
yep,
in Manchester, Tennessee.
That's right.
But if y'all know about that one, please.
Yes,
we're going.
We'll be there.
We'll be there also.
Casper, we're going. We're going to see
you. We'll
meet you. We'll all be there.
We want patches.
TNBikeFest.com. We're going to be there.
All right, well.
I want a patch.
We invite y'all to be at the mother of all rallies also.
All right. Thank you so much,
Casper.
And all my best to Bernadette. I hope she's feeling better. And we'll be chatting with you soon.
Thank you very much,
all
Casper.
All right. Y'all stay in touch with us on Facebook. We'll be traveling this entire month. We're going to Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
Lynchburg, Virginia, and on over to D.C.
All right.
We'll excellent.
Check you out there. Thank you so much,
we'll
Casper.
We'll talk to you soon, Casper. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, buddy. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You got it.
Bye.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, yes.
I know. He's doing quite a lot. Him and Bernadette organize all that. Yep. And for all you guys, Geneva, we love you, sweetheart.
Geneva.
Oh, absolutely.
She just posted a link on our feed for the video. Go to tnbikefest.com, Tennessee Bike Fest.
That's right.
And we're going.
We are going.
We are going.
I can't wait to go.
I'm looking forward to it.
I want to have a beer with Geneva.
I want to have a beer with everybody.
Yeah.
I just want to take a picture with her.
No, I already got a picture taken with her down in Daytona. I absolutely love that woman.
We're going to take a fast commercial break.
And then we're going to do our shout-outs to all of you.
Then we'll be back.
Yeah.
Right.
Make sure.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Open at 9 a.m. every day for that early start to a great day. Goodfellas Cigars has everything a brother or sister of the Leaf and Road needs, with a vast selection of domestic and imported cigars to choose from. Travel humidors, home humidors, lighters, cutters, everything you need. With a strong selection of Esteban Cadena, Flor Dominicana, Domo, Oliva, many, many more inside their 10-by-16-foot walk-in humidor. Goodfellas Cigars has everything for your cigar pleasure. Gift certificates are also available. cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Hosts are here all day, and the coffee is on. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over three decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah!
We love Biker Trash Nation.
Oh, Biker Trash Nation.
Wayne and First Lady. You
those,
guys are great.
Those two are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I love their videos,
we
man.
Share their videos all the time. But, man. Hey, Wayne, you still owe me my Elvis birthday
that was,
song.
That was kind of like an Elvis thing there.
No. He said to me he was going to get dressed up like Elvis and sing me happy birthday. So now you missed my real birthday. Now you missed the girl's birthday.
Uh-oh.
So
it's my
you
birthday.
Owe me two
you
songs.
You're digging yourself an Elvis hole.
It's my birthday Wednesday. He can sing to me.
Who cares about your birthday?
It's my birthday.
Yeah, but I don't want a guy singing to a guy.
That's true. That's kind of...
That's not going to work. Maybe First Lady will do it for you. But I'm holding that to you, Wayne. You owe me an Elvis birthday song, goddammit.
So let's do our shout-outs, man. We got a lot of people that we got to thank.
Man, we have everybody.
People help us with this show.
I know.
And
we love it.
We love every one of them.
Who's on the top of that list?
No, David Hayes.
That lunatic.
Love
that
David
crazy
Hayes.
Motherfucker.
Craziest.
I mean, fun. And that mother effer. Sorry.
Oh, man.
And you know what?
Great.
David Hayes is a great guy. Great heart. And you know what? We owe him so much for this show going, the direction it's going in. Thank you, David. You are the man.
Not only him, but...
Yeah. And Laura. Don't forget Laura.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? A lovely lady there.
That's right.
Every time I call his house, she answers the phone. I'm like, hi, can I speak to Dave, please? And I'll be like, hi, Laura, how are you? I always forget to do that because I'm an asshole.
That's all right. And who else?
Wayne Penix.
And First Lady.
And the First Lady.
He gave us our real first shout out.
That's our first shout. I want to get all these guys to do that so we can keep playing them all night long.
Yeah.
And we don't got to do anything. We just sit here.
They can record. You guys all have smartphones. Just record on your smartphones. Fart smones.
Your fart smones?
Yeah. I'm still reading that birthday card that I gave you. Where's that birthday card I gave you? You got to show everybody.
I got a sound stage somewhere.
Okay, so I got him a birthday card because we celebrated his birthday over the weekend. You know,
22.
Because he's an old fart. Anyway, but what did it say? I did the right thing and I didn't fart on the outside of the card.
You farted inside the card.
I farted on
the
inside of the
card.
And what does he do? He smells the card.
I did smell the card,
What
and she did fart in it, by the way. Yes, she did.
Yeah,
right after he ate like a half a plate of bratwurst.
I do what it says to do. So I did it, and that's what. Shout outs to Angie Bean.
Absolutely.
We got Lana.
Angie Bean.
And Daryl Kilmer. Are you related to Val Kilmer? Please say yes, and I'll love you forever. No, I just say that. And we got Jim Coleman from North Carolina, too. Richard, Godbay? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Hello, doll, back at you. And, of course, Nana Dye. We love her.
Oh, Nana Dye, yes.
And we have TNN, Motorcycle, and ATV.
Yes.
They're on here, too. And we got Chris from Cleveland. Chris and, of course, we got Geneva Keene.
Geneva.
And the Michigan, Beth from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys looking at this feed, or is it just me?
It's just you. I'm going to say a shout-out to a new group that we're in that people are watching us. I might say his last name wrong, but it's Todd Lee Sowers.
I don't know.
Let's say.
Sours.
He's with Ohio Area Bikers. What's up, Ohio? We love Ohio. Rock on the range, man. Rock on the range is in Ohio. I've been there twice.
It's fabulous. So we got a couple more minutes. I hope Bobby C. can forget.
We should call him.
He's going to be calling in short. Oh, but yeah, call Justice back.
We're going to Justice back right now.
We're forgetting one important person who's been really pushing our show, Michelle Hollywood with
Michelle Hollywood, Harley Davidson's
Single to Mingle.
Yes.
Yeah. Check it out. Pretty cool site. A lot of fun.
While Johnny's looking for the phone number, too, we want you guys to go to the roadcaptain.com. Roadcaptain.
Yes, that app.
The Roadcaptain app is launching soon, so sign up for the emails. And we're calling Mr. Colt back in Vegas.
Funny story about that Roadcaptain app. I stopped the other day at a gas station. I was pushing the show.
What's up, Mayhem Radio?
What's up there, kid? How are you?
What's going on, brother?
What's happening in Vegas that's going to stay in Vegas, you and that sexy damn voice of yours?
I tell you what, Mama Motorcycle Mayhem, let me tell you. Nothing. As we're taking the kids. We've been in California for a family affair.
Nice.
That we had to, my lovely better half's mother went on to heaven right back before Easter, and we had her services.
Okay.
This past Saturday in California. Okay. Oh man, hey, you know what? She's in a much better place, and we're all, you know, blessed that, you know, she's there, and we know that, and so we're all good with it.
That's right.
So we've got the kids, and we leave out of Vegas tomorrow to fly back to Nashville. So we decided that we're going to take the kids over to Caesar's Palace and let them walk through there and see it, because our oldest is very, very big into Greek mythology.
Oh, okay.
So he wants to go over there. So, but I wanted to call in and just say hey to you guys.
What's
because,
up, man?
You know, not much, man. Just been, can't wait to get back. I got a show tomorrow night. I got a show Friday night. Then we got our first rally coming up. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. Excellent. And Geneva is getting the stuff for the artwork and everything sent over to print for the CD.
Can't wait.
Oh, that's exciting.
And so, yes, we will be sending y'all a copy very, very soon.
And we will put it on the air.
There's a way that you can already do that. That's what I called to tell you.
Okay, really? Tell me, because I'm going to write.
Oh, yes. If you go to Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
I know.
Yep, ReverbNation.com.
ReverbNation.
Uh-huh. Don't do that.
Stop.
Not you, Justice.
Well, he said Reverb, and I got the Reverb.
And then what's the band name?
Look up the Justice Colt Band.
It's how it's
listed on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they did.
All right.
And if our original song, there's two songs on there, but I believe right now the only one you can play on air is Question of Pride.
Okay.
And that's the original that my guitar player, Stephen Ross, wrote. So
we'll go there.
And we definitely will play that.
Yeah. We will play that for sure.
Well, give it a listen. Give it a listen before y'all play it. And, you know, and then if you decide it's airworthy, play it and give me a call back and let me know what you think.
Listen, I'm sure it's going to be airworthy.
If you're singing on it, it's definitely airworthy.
Yeah, every time you call, she wants to sit on a speaker over here.
I can't get up and change my pants.
Mama Don't Mayhem says every time I call, she wants to sit on the speaker with my sexy southern voice. My girlfriend, my better half, Julie, said, go for it, Mama Mayhem. I'm all yours.
What happened to New York stays in New York.
We need a Sibian in here.
But with you said it was your son that was into Greek mythology?
He's actually my stepson. It's my stepson. And then Morgan, my other stepson, he is Wyatt is 8, or Wyatt's 10, and Morgan is 8.
God bless you.
And sweet. So
excellent. I like the Iliad and the Odyssey myself, just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nerd.
I'm from down south myself, can't you tell?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
What, down South Jersey?
Yeah, that's it. Southern New Jersey.
I'm
from
South Shore, New York, Long Island.
Oh, so you're from Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah, right.
That's right. That's where he's from.
Cool.
Yep. That's fine. All right. Well, you all enjoy your fabulous family vacation.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy
Caesar's.
Our condolences to your family. Vacation, and we're so
Caesar's
happy
Palace?
Every time you call.
Yeah, we're just going to take them around Vegas. We might take them up to Fremont Street and let them see that.
Nice.
You know, see some of the other hotels and the fountains and all that.
Excellent.
And just wanted to call in and say hey to you guys and tell you about how you could hear a couple of the tracks.
Excellent.
Okay. From the CD.
Thank you.
And everything. You're welcome. Yeah. I can't wait to finally meet you guys. Mama Mayhem, I'm still working on the pizza oven thing, on the brick oven. I haven't had any luck yet, but I've got till September. I'm still working on it.
You could take an old chimney and put stone in there.
What is she making you do? What
as
is
long
she making
it's made out of stone?
Yeah, something's going on.
No, she's going to make me a true New York style pizza.
Really?
Bring in the dough, the water, the cheese, and the sauce.
Oh, yeah, I'll love it.
Take it to the Bronx for some good pizza.
I tell you what, I've been to the Bronx one time in my life. I had to go to Hunts Point Market in the Bronx.
I used to work there.
Oh, my God. I beat the living crap out of a guy in there.
Nice.
It was him.
That was you. I learned how to drive an 18-wheeler in Hunts Point.
Oh my God, dude! As I pull in there, I was working for a Werner Trucking, and I was on one of the frozen refrigerated accounts.
Okay.
And I had to take a bunch of refrigerated meat, frozen meat up there. And as I pull in, I paid the gate fee,
right?
Which the company gives you back. And then I get over to the warehouse that I'm supposed to go into, and I start backing in. Some little dude jumps up on my truck, tells me I got to give him $25, and he's going to guide me back. I said, really? Well, I'll just do that in the lumper fee. No, you just give me cash. And I said, listen here, Hoss. You better get off my truck or I'm going to knock you off of it. He said, you're going to give me $25. I'm going to kill you. And that's when I went to hit him. I beat him within an inch of his life.
Welcome to the Bronx. Boy. Yeah.
You got to see Brooklyn.
Oh, Lord.
No, don't.
Well, they learned up there that night, don't mess with the South.
There you go. Don't mess with the South.
That's right.
But listen, we're going to be talking to you real soon, man.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. I can't wait to talk to y'all again.
Y'all check
out our tracks and let me know what you think of them, guys. Okay.
We definitely will, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye bye now. You know, I must say, for a motorcycle show, I don't think we talked motorcycles for like 20 fucking minutes.
No, we didn't. Actually, we have not, which is,
that's okay.
Yeah, we are. I mean, Casper was talking about his rally,
cleaning,
the mother
cleaning
of all rallies.
Bikes.
Yeah, well, my bike needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, well, just put it outside and let it rain on it. I mean,
Look at this now.
Listen, like, I don't have hemorrhoids.
I do have an 07 Fatboy that should be cleaned.
Right,
anybody?
One and two.
Hey, I should get one of strip club chopper girls over here to clean my bike.
And you think Dawn's going to let that happen?
No, they don't enjoy that more than I would.
And so would I. So
we got a phone call coming in, folks.
All right, hang on.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Rebecca.
Hi.
How are you, Rebecca? Where are you calling from, hon?
I am from Ohio, and I'm with Harley Davidson Sing the Mingle Group.
Awesome. That's a great group. We love that group. We support that group. We're all about that group.
This is Rebecca Dawn.
Oh, Rebecca Dawn. Hello, Rebecca Dawn.
Michelle says, hey. She's like giving you X's and O's on here, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So what's going on? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just wanted to say hi, and we're big supporters of you guys, and
thank you.
We're behind you all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca,
thank
so
you.
Much.
I'm usually
You're
in
welcome.
Ohio this time of year, too.
What part of Ohio?
Yeah. What part of Ohio are you in?
I think you hung up.
I'm in Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
Is that near Columbus?
About 40 minutes southeast.
Usually I'm at Rockin' Orange, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't do Rock on the Range.
Have you ever been
to Ohio. It's pretty cool. I've been to Hilliard.
You ever gone to the Rock on the Range concerts that they have there in Ohio? They're big.
No, I haven't.
It's a rock festival.
I'm friends with a lot of the bands that go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I will tell you, though, that we do have tickets to give away for...
We're not giving away those tickets.
No.
That's the other show. Stop confusing the show.
Oh, we can...
No,
he's just
confused.
No,
away here too if we want.
He's very confused, Rebecca, now.
I gave him a rod. I just gave away the rod.
Rod?
No, he didn't.
Rebecca,
thank you so much.
Thank you for
calling
in.
Rebecca, you just won me.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know what? If you give mommy your address, I'll send you some stickers, all right?
Yeah, just send private us your address, just private message us on our Facebook page, because I have a list, and I'm going to the post office tomorrow, and I'll send you a couple of our new helmet stickers. How's that?
Great.
Okay, all right. And fabulous. Once we got T-shirts in, we'll start sending those out as well.
But, yeah.
All right. So you have a great night. Thank you very much for calling the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, right. You guys, too.
Bye-bye now.
I have to send a message.
I can't believe you gave me away.
I gave you away? No, I said I gave the tickets to you.
You gave me away.
What are those tickets for? What if it's Chicago? Anybody live out in Chicago?
Well, but, I just got to send, you know, who a reminder.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So
send me a reminder.
You could finish saying thank you to everybody.
Yes, we like to thank all those groups that are out there, all the people, Johnny Lang, everybody, Michelle Hollywood, everybody, of course, David Hayes, that helps us with the show, and the show is really going in the direction we want it to go in, and the show is about for you. It really is. You have a story about your bike, where you've been on your bike. The way I look at it, Rod, if you have a motorcycle, you have a story. Right now, Rod doesn't have that many stories, but that's another subject.
Well, and I can get away with that story.
But yeah, you have a bike, though. Rod will have a bike soon. Anyway, this show is for you. We want to hear from you. We want to see your pictures on our Facebook page. We want to talk to you on our phone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We want you to take us out to dinner. We want to go to a barbecue place with you.
He wants free shit from all of you.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
You want your sign? We'll put your signs up.
But no, if you go to our website, I have a Mayhem fans page. I've been taking the photos from
our... We have a phone call coming in, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Daryl Kilmer, and yes, I am related to Val.
You are? Wow. Get out of town. I was only joking.
He's like a removed cousin a couple of different times. I've actually met him at two family funerals. So, he has two L's in his name. I have one that's two sides to our family. But anyway.
Okay, well, at least you're related.
Well, that's pretty cool, though.
I mean, yeah. I'm actually in here with Michelle Hollywood as well.
What's up, man? Welcome.
You know, Misha's our powerful leader in our Harley-Davidson group, so I just wanted to do a shout-out for that.
Yes.
We listen to you guys. It's like a great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to do a huge shout-out. It's like, everybody, come join the club and have some fun.
Exactly. And Michelle is a great leader in that group because... She'll put out these videos, and you can see how much she loves everybody in that group.
She really cares.
Which is awesome, man. We love Michelle, and
yeah,
you know
she works her fucking ass off for that.
She does. She does
for that, for the club and stuff like that. And we're just trying to get it rolling, and so we could have some fun and do it's some rolling. Rides and do some good work for some other. Oh yeah,
that's right,
rolling, man.
It's rolling. We're heading towards 5,000 members.
Yeah, you had 3,000 last week. That's freaking awesome.
And we want to have all 5,000 on our show at the same time.
Absolutely, that'd be amazing.
That's what we want.
You know, that would be there. There you go. You would have your mayhem then.
That's right.
You're not kidding.
Not on one phone call. I bet everybody.
3,000 people on one phone call.
No.
Where are you from?
We'd blow the servers up.
Did it say where we're from?
No, he's part of Michelle Hollywood.
Well, I'm in Denver.
Denver.
Denver, okay, cool.
We're actually in Denver also on Mile High, right? If you ever missed the show. I don't know where we are at, but I know that there is a station that plays the show out there. I think it's on Sundays.
Yeah, Mile High Radio.
MileHighRadio.com.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Mile High Radio?
Yeah, MileHighRadio.com, yeah.
Get it, Mile High.
Yeah, you can find us out there as well.
Oh, my God.
So,
I have to hold my microphone now because my back is killing me from leaning into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I got...
You want to stand?
It's a two-hander, guys.
It's a two-hand thing.
It's a two-hand thing, not a two-wheel thing.
Lucky you.
Well, Mr. Kilmer, that's so cool I can say that.
I can't believe you're really related. This is freaking me out. You know, that's cool. Are you single, too, or are you with Michelle?
So you can walk on the mic.
No, I'm not. I'm on the right side.
Is that in my what?
I'm on the right side of the mic.
Are you single? She wants to know.
Am I single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for me. Not for me.
Oh, Johnny wanted to know. I'm not single either. I'm just asking.
You were trying to pick him up, Johnny.
I'm just asking.
You know,
I'm married, so.
Listeners. I'm just, you know, you guys keep talking over
me. My wife is right down here, but she won't come up here.
I have an interest, but it hasn't been confirmed. It hasn't been consummated at this point.
That's cool.
Okay, well, interest is good, so keep at it.
Well, listen, thank you for calling the show.
Right.
But thanks for being a supporter.
Yeah, thanks for being a supporter. Keep watching.
Yeah, you know, you guys, we appreciate the support you give us as well, too. So
yeah,
I want a big shout-out to you guys as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're here, man. We'll be supporting you guys and shouting you out. You know, it's all about having a good time, right? So that's what we're about.
That's what it's all about. You can't have a good time, why do it?
That's
you know why? Because it's a two-wheel thing. All right. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, Daryl.
Bye-bye now.
I can't believe he's really related to Val Kilmer. I was only joking.
Did you get a twinge when he said that?
That's cool.
Yeah, I totally did.
I definitely smell something going on over here with the fucking voice.
Between Justice and now this guy being related to Val Kilmer, you know, just a tiny bit, but that's enough for me, man.
Yeah, right?
Just a tiny bit's enough
for you. Just a tiny bit.
Just put a little in, right?
A little goes a long way, honey. Hello. That's what happens.
But we're having a great show here, man. The phones are ringing
off the hook.
Keep them calling, man. You know, anybody, please. You know, this is what it's about. In about 20 minutes, we're going to be hearing from the Wild Hogs, Texas, and Central Texas. Those guys, I want to see what's going on out there.
Yep.
One of these days, we're getting David Hayes to call in. You know, he's got a call. One of these days, he will.
I'm playing with my microphone
now. You're making a lot of noise with it, too.
I'm sorry.
That mic condom is
not the mic condom. It's not the real condom.
Yeah.
You know, it's
she likes it raw.
Like my sushi. You're so disgusting. Really.
Yes,
but anyway, what else were we going to talk about?
Well,
Three on the Throttle. You've got to talk about
Three on the Throttle. You definitely want to check those guys out.
Right.
On YouTube. I think you can watch them any given night, though, right?
They're on all the time, man.
Yeah, just go on Three on the Throttle on YouTube.
Go check it out.
You know, they got three guys. They ride three different ways, three different bikes, and three different styles. And, you know, check out, you know, different inputs. So check those guys out. You really want to.
Some of those videos are amazing. And their perspective with three different guys riding three different bikes. Really good stuff. And
right.
So now they get to start 360 camera, which is just. Go check it out.
Yeah, check those guys out.
Best videos I've seen on YouTube.
And you know what? And again, we got a phone call. Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing? Who we got?
This is Steve Brack here out of Oklahoma.
Hey, what's up, Steve? How are you, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. I just stumbled across the show earlier. Sherry had shared it. She had the stripper juice product, you know.
Yep.
I play a bunch of bike rallies and whatnot and write some biker music and some country music out there and sharing your stuff over here. So
excellent.
It's good stuff y'all got going on.
Awesome. Well, so you write biker music, you're saying?
No, he's...
You what now?
You are a musician?
Yeah.
He is a musician.
Yeah,
he just said he was.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh.
What's the name of your band, Steve?
It just goes under Steve Brack.
Okay.
B-R-A-C-K. I've got a... It's a Facebook music page out there. They can find some. I'm on YouTube and whatnot, but you guys are more welcome to spend some of that stuff on the show there.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, put it on our page, man. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, put it on our page, and we'll have a little playlist, and we'll link back to you.
Sounds good.
Definitely.
Where are you guys out of?
Long Island, New York.
New York. Okay, I got you. What's the specific part? Is it a city out of in New York? Is it all just one big city in New York?
Huntington. Huntington, New York.
Huntington, New York.
It's all one.
It's like it breaks down. It's new. You have New York City and the five boroughs.
Yeah.
And then you have Nassau County and Suffolk County. So
we're in Suffolk County
County in another town called Huntington.
Yes. Well, actually.
This is Northport.
This is Northport.
Very cool.
We're in a town of Huntington.
It gets
ridiculous.
We're in fucking Long Island.
We just said Long Island.
Yeah.
They did the big bombing memorial run here in Oklahoma City not too long ago. Marguerite Island and a bunch of different local, hangouts. A lot of the biker community hangs out in. And they broke a record here, which is pretty cool. So one thing, I'm sure you guys are aware of this, but you got to shout out to the biker community because, you know, when they pull together, they pull together. And it seems like worldwide, you know what I mean?
The biker community is the best in the world. There's no one better than a biker.
And it's so underrated what bikers do for people. It yes. really is. And it's in a good way, too, because what we do, we don't do it for
attention. We just do it
from
our hearts.
From our hearts. That's right. That's awesome. Well,
we have another phone call coming in. We're gonna
That's cool. Hey, it's been good hollering to y'all. I'll reach out to y'all later on and keep doing the good work. We'll catch you.
Thank you, brother.
Send us your info on the page. So we
all right, y'all take care.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Hello, you on the air? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
That's Barbara calling from Vienna.
From where?
From where?
From Vienna, Austria.
Yeah.
Oh! How is Austria?
Hi, Vienna, Austria.
Okay. Oh, from Vienna, Austria.
What's your name?
And your name?
My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Hello. How are you?
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Barbara from Austria.
That's beautiful.
That's
awesome. Do you ride out in Austria, Barbara?
Thanks a lot. I'm doing it, calling from my laptop and looking from my mobile. So
okay. Well, spread the word about us out there.
I don't own.
Okay.
But do you ride? Do you ride as a passenger? Because that counts too.
I wanted to greet Michelle. She is the one that brought me to your radio station.
Michelle. Michelle Hollywood, at it again.
As a passenger. Mm-hmm. Only as a passenger.
That's okay. Just
that's okay.
Good.
That's okay.
That's great, Barbara.
My wife rides passenger.
Right now.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. I'm a member of her group.
Okay. That's great.
That's fantastic.
I would invite everyone and wanted to thank you guys because it's really awesome to hear your show here in Vienna.
Excellent.
And I wanted to invite everyone to our group because Michelle, Harley Davidson, Singer Tuminga is really a great group and has awesome people in there. So
yeah, there's a lot of great people, yes. You included.
Yes, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling all the way
from
Vienna.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
And
Michelle Hollywood, do us a favor.
Thanks a lot. And yeah. See you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Bye bye now.
Please text us your information so we can send
Yes, text us your information on our page. Send it to us, and we'll send you some stickers. And when we get some shirts, we'll send you a shirt. We have another phone call. Hold on.
We have to go now, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Hello, you on the air? Hello.
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 This is the radio station, man.
This is the radio show. What's up? Yes, it is.
Yeah. Can I get on there and talk to Mama Duke little bit or not?
You're on right now.
Absolutely not.
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, no, this is
You're talking Ice Cream John.
Oh, Ice Cream John! I want one of those shirts, by the way.
No, you can't.
One of those shirts.
No.
I need a triple X because I'm a fat bastard.
Okay. Hello?
Right now, I need you all to stop talking and let me talk to Ice Cream John. Thank you very much. How are you, John?
I could use her.
All right, I heard you a little while of ragging on Long Island, so I figured I had to call you.
I know. Thank you so much. So how are things going with you?
Pretty good. I'm getting up there in age, but I've seen you a few times on the road there, Mama Duke. You know?
I know. I give you hugs when I see you. Are you going to come out to the bike night on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm sponsoring it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Right?
I'm going to be there, too.
You know, okay, like I said, I'm a 29-year member for that organization, you realize.
I know.
I'm the founding member of that. Founding member of a Bates.
That's right.
Of a Bates.
So just so everybody knows, this gentleman that we're speaking with now, he is the founding member of a Bates, Long Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Long Island A-Bate is the sponsor for this.
Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday at, Meadowbrook Bar and Grill in East Meadow. Shush. It's the full throttle bike night. That's what it is.
Full throttle, yeah.
And you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Motorcycle Mike Levine's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there.
I am? Oh, yeah. Good. I haven't seen Motorcycle Mike in a while. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to be there because I work for him now. I don't know. He told you that, but yeah.
I think I've heard that. Yeah, I haven't seen you that much, but I heard it. You know,
I wear
but
a lot of hats.
Out,
so
know.
Let me ask you a question.
I know,
about,
but yeah.
About a bait when you started.
Yeah, if I can help you out. Yeah.
Well, it was 29 years ago, but when you first started it, how many members did we have? Was it part of New York or was it the actual Long Island?
Yes, it was part of New York. We only changed about five years ago to Long Island.
To Long
okay.
Island.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
We had issues with New York for almost 20 years. I mean,
right, I remember
back
that.
Then when I was an officer in it, and we just couldn't get nowhere really. If you know what I'm saying, they didn't want to cross the bridge, all the officers up there.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was the big thing we always heard. And every issue, most of the issues we had, it was yes, yes, yes until it came to a vote, and they turned it all down.
Oh, wow.
And so for 20 years we've been trying to get at it. And it wasn't with Jim Barr and a few guys and myself involved in that. Yeah, Stavros is a good friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't realize you knew Stavros.
Stavros, when we lost Stavi, I was a good friend of his over from Goodfellas Cigars.
Yeah, he was in the first group, too.
Yeah.
He was in Nassau Bates. Yeah.
And Marty.
I met him in 90. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Joe.
I met Stavros in 92.
Huge loss.
And Joe, yeah. Was that Carnival Joe you're talking about?
Yeah, I remember Joe, too.
Yeah.
And
it goes back
a long way. But you do so much for the community. I actually put the link up for riders.
You heard what the biggest thing I helped out with is the motorcycles on the expressway, the sign on the expressway.
That's right. Watch out for
like
motorcycles.
Like I said, watch out for motorcycles on the HOV lane. If I didn't read that in the paper, it wouldn't be on. It wouldn't be on the expressway.
You know what? That always scares the shit out of me when I'm in the HOV lane. Mm-hmm. That someone's going to dart out, and you always see it all the time.
They always do.
And I hate that.
It's a hard situation, but with most bikers like it because we got some extra in the sign up there. You know,
right.
You still got a bunch of down. Yeah, you got a damn fools in the cars. You got damn fools in the bikes. I mean, you can't say much more about it than that.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying. You know, I mean, I know a lot of truck drivers, and they're not as much as hot doggers as we are because they can't move them trucks like that.
Right,
but
exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, you've got to respect it. I mean, I can sit here and tell you many a stories. I've been around Long Island almost. So 40 years I've been riding on Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and I can tell you, I drove a school bus. I owned my own ice cream business. You must realize that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
of
course. You know,
but I'm so
I drove
glad
a school bus. What's that?
No, sorry. I was just going to say, I'm so glad. I'm surprised that you called in, but I'm so glad. It's very refreshing to hear
I've watched you on here a few times. It's just that I've got the nerve up when you started ranking on Long Island, you three.
Yeah.
We're allowed to. We live
here.
We're
not ranking.
We're not ranking. We
live.
Well, I know.
We
got to
be somewhere else.
Yeah.
We just hate the roads on Long Island, like you.
No,
I can't stand riding the motorcycles on Long Island.
Neither can I. I mean, I liked it back 20 years ago, 25 years ago. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But now it's terrible.
It's horrible. It doesn't matter where you go. You got it. It's still now it's May. And you would think that they would get the pothole situation squared away. And now the potholes are turning into craters because we had all these huge rainstorms.
I know.
And
you know the number. You know the number to call on that by any chance when you see a pothole.
No. What is
1-800 1-800 pothole.
Oh Jesus. Okay, a blonde moment.
And road captain, let them know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we happen to have a meeting like tomorrow night for a Bates.
I will be
know?
There. I will
and,
see you there.
Oh, that's tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, not Wednesday night.
No, tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, if you can make it in Ronkonkoma, if you can make it, like I said, I thought you might have confused yourself with Wednesday. You know?
No.
But you know, like I haven't been in 29 years. I think I might have missed 4 or 5 meetings.
Wow. Oh my God!
You know,
you're so dedicated, and it's like
I enjoy it. Yeah, I enjoy it also. Like I said, you know, I helped Full Throttle start up too.
I know that.
You
I
know,
remember
back
that.
back before you were there. You know?
Yeah, I've only been with the magazine half its life, I think, 9 years.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was 9, 10 years. Yeah. You know, I mentioned once before when I seen you, I was the first one I got the patch from Greg.
That's right.
I guess they gave me the first patch when they made them up. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like I said, I enjoy what I do, and like I said, I'm getting up there in age, but I'm still enjoying myself. You know.
And that's what it's all about, John. Call. No matter what.
Yeah,
you're still
I figured I'd call in, and if I see you tomorrow night, I will. If not, I'll see you Wednesday.
You're going to see anytime. Two nights in a row, tomorrow night and Wednesday.
Yeah, sounds good. Leave your blouse on, Ernie. Okay.
Thank you very much for calling the show. Bye-bye now.
Love you, John. Thank you.
Bye.
That is so cool.
I want one of those shirts, damn it.
You can't have an ice
cream shirt. I want an ice cream shirt.
No, you're not getting one.
I'm going to join the debate, too. I'm thinking about
it. I want that shirt to say Mr. Softy.
Don't think about it. Do it. And anybody that wants to join an organization that helps with motorcycles rights within your state, I think just about every single state in the United States has an ABAE chapter. And if they don't, start one. Because this is with the political aspect, not really political, but it's about the motorcycle rights. It's about the helmet laws. It's about changing the insurance laws in your states. It's looking out for one another, reporting to the Department of Motor Vehicles and pothole alerts and illegal motorcycle checkpoints and the profiling. It's all BS. But that's what ABAE is a part of.
I'm going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to call Texas.
And we're going to call Texas.
All right.
That's
so,
right.
Right back.
Stick around. I got to take this
off. Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers' full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com to find them at an event near you. If you can't make one of their events, visit them at stripclubchoppers.com. That's stripclubchoppers.com. Strip Club Choppers is proud to bring you the Strip Club Choppers Road Report here on MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
I've been riding these long-on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
I'm back by myself.
Where the hell am I?
You're over there.
I'm right here.
Well, hold on. I got to find something quick because you know what? I don't have this in order like I wanted to, but I will.
We're gonna
call Texas in a minute. One second. I'm unprepared. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to say something.
What?
Don't just party. Have one for the road. Event services. Check out this guy. This guy's great. Event services, right? What he does, he has a full tailgate setups on virtually any location you want. You go to a football game, you go to a baseball game. We have a phone call coming in. Hold on. hold on. You're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Irene. Just wanted to let Mama Dukes know she's doing great. I just listened to your show for the first time.
Excellent. Glad you're
Irene,
calling.
I love you, woman. Thank you for calling in. You know you're on the air live, right? Is Frankie with you?
I am. Yeah, and Kibbles, sorry.
And Kibbles?
Yeah.
Oh, the pooch? Or is that a person?
Kibbles is a dog.
I know. I'm just joking.
You sound awesome. You guys have a great, great connection. You sound awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, Reenie.
I love you, too.
All right.
So,
that's my very best friend. I got to tell you, finish one for the road, and I'm going to
tell
you the story.
Thank you for calling the show.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Anyway, one for the road. The guy can set up any way you want, in a parking lot of a football game, baseball game, concert. He's got a 12-foot tiki bar with stools, cocktail tables. You can set up like a party, right? Like on a couch, looking like an inflatable living room. He's got food and drink packages, and you can fucking anywhere you want to go. In your house, want to come here? Come here. You want to rent them out to go to a game? Do that.
Does he have first date packages?
First date?
Yeah.
That comes with food, condoms, and the couch.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know.
He also does pub crawls. And the winery tours and all the breweries, too.
And first aid packages now. I just gave him an idea.
Yes. So give a call at 631-790-1404. That's 631-790-1404. Don't just party. Have one for the road event services. Go call my buddy Dave. Okay. Now, I'm going to call.
Wait, before you call, I got to tell you the Irene story.
How am I going to hear you?
Why can't you hear me? Can you hear me?
Because you're not talking into the microphone.
I am talking into the microphone.
Talking to the wrong side, probably.
No. Oh, I am.
She's like, she got blonde
can
somewhere.
Can you fucking hear me now?
I want to do a quick shout out to Randy Miller, by the way. He's in the hospital.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Randy the Wrench is in the hospital.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I didn't know until on the way home tonight. I talked to him. He was like, you don't talk to nobody, did you? I said, I talked to nobody. Why? He goes, I'm in the hospital. He had a hernia. He's all right. He'll be home tomorrow. And, That's it. All right, so tell me your story quick, and this way I can call Gary.
30 years ago, on June 13th,
right.
Irene was in the delivery room with me when I gave birth to my firstborn daughter.
Wow.
Naturally, by the way, and I was screaming so loud, the doctor told me to bite down on something, and I bit down on Irene's arm.
Ooh, wow.
That's the story. And Irene is half my size.
Now her name is I, because she can't lean no more.
Right, exactly. It wasn't Eileen, get it? It's Irene.
How many listeners did we lose for that one?
But yeah, she's all right. Half my size.
Well, we're getting a phone call real quick. Then I'm calling Texas. Hello, you on the air?
Hey, it's Hollywood.
Hey, what's up, Hollywood?
Hollywood.
How are you?
What's going on? Hollywood.
Well, I just saw that everybody in my club called in, so I thought I might as well call in, too.
Yes, why not?
You're
and
amazing.
Thank you for calling in.
I was kind of laughing when, actually, the three that called in are monitors for my group. Actually, they're admins, and they are fabulous, and they're pushing your show really hard like I am, because we love it.
Excellent.
And we were laughing at Barb, because she lives in Austria, and when she called, she texted me, she's like, I don't even think they understood what we said.
No, we understood it.
We totally understood. I know there's like a 10-second or you know, a delay when they're calling from Europe. Usually, even through the internet, there's like a 10-second delay. So I've got to remember that the next time Barb calls. But yeah, no, we understood her.
Yes.
It was great. Wow.
Well, good, because I didn't get anything she said.
Well, I could understand her a lot better if I had the two Schwazoles next to me weren't talking
it's
over.
Mr. Schwazole, hey, yo,
Schwazole, yeah. But other than that, but, it's...
Well, you'll probably get another call in tonight from Australia, because you guys have got members watching it from our group in Australia.
Nice.
Excellent.
So... We're pushing it pretty hard, and we're extremely proud of all of you guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you very much. You're doing a fantastic job over there,
too.
You
got to come to Long Island. She's picking on me again.
That's fine.
What?
Rod's going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
So, you know.
They're picking on me again.
It happens.
It's getting ridiculous.
Well, don't look at the screen. That's all. And it says here you just joined the feed. On here.
Me?
You just joined.
I keep getting knocked off. I have to refresh.
Michelle, sorry for this over here.
Oh, my God, Michelle.
You guys are awesome. I mean, the more I listen to you guys, the more I love you.
Good. Thank we love you, we too, love man. You too. Thank you very much, Michelle. I have to call Texas, so keep listening.
You do? Well, then, okay, Hollywood will hang up, because I'm not important.
No, you are.
You actually are important.
God. Wait a minute. Barb, wait. Don't hang up with her yet. Barb just said, okay, it's 3:30 in the morning in Vienna?
Yeah, it's 3:30 in the morning in Austria, and the other caller will probably be Eric is going to call in, and he's in Australia, and it's 10:30 in the morning there. So we've got everyone around the world pushing for you guys, and we support you 110%.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Even, Even though Johnny doesn't want to talk to me because he wants to call Texas.
I do want to talk to you. But my Texas guy is waiting, and I must talk to him. But you're part of the show. So
pretty much.
Well, there you go. That's all that matters.
You are Michelle Hollywood. We're going to get a Hollywood sign behind us.
Yeah, you wait till you see
the Hollywood sign we get. All right?
I'm going to make it once better.
All right. Well, you guys have a great night and be safe. And we'll talk to you guys next week. And just keep rocking it out. You guys are doing awesome.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, let's call. Let's call Gary. Hello?
Hello!
Hello, Texas is in the house!
Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I hear you guys. No problem. Who do we have on the phone? Say your name.
I
don't know if you wanted me to say your last names or, you know, I'll let you do it.
We have Gary and Matt.
Okay.
How are you guys?
From Texas Wild Hogs.
The Texas Wild Hogs. Another really awesome group, man.
Yeah.
Seems like every Wild Hog group is an awesome one.
Yeah.
So, we're definitely supporting you guys out there in Texas. And
tell everybody about the site.
Yeah, tell everybody about your site there, your group.
It was kind of a funny deal. We started about 3 years ago just to do a single ride.
Right.
And I jumped on Facebook and just made a page so we could do a single ride with 13 people. And they enjoyed it so much, it blew up to over 6,000 people now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the way to get the word out. Like, you know what? And whenever you do a ride and you're out on the bike and someone finds out where you're at, why didn't you tell me about it?
Yeah.
So what they did, they made a page about it, a group.
Started pushing it.
And they pushed the group, and now when you go on a ride, everybody knows. But if you get 6,000 people together, that's a hell of a ride.
Right? Yeah, they're all local to the similar area in Texas?
Continues to grow. I mean, my buddy Matt here that does it with me, he was in a bike shop, so he knew an extremely huge crowd already because his name's like famous up there building bikes.
What?
And when they heard that we were doing this, it's like, you know, we always wanted to ride. We didn't know who to call, so...
Can't stop really calling me at work.
Yeah. So we did the page so our phones would quit blowing up all over the place.
That's you know what? That's what you got to do, though. I mean, and you what? You make one message and everyone gets it. You know, instead of playing tag with everybody, you know? But you know what? Let's get down to the serious business here, okay?
Okay, here we go.
I got two guys from fucking Texas on the phone. You gotta know some good barbecue.
Hey, I don't want to hear that crap because I used to hang out up there Hoboken MC's parties too.
Okay.
Oh, Hoboken!
Oh, no, the Hoboken parties, but Johnny over here wants to know about Texas barbecue.
Texas barbecue,
that's
man.
His thing, man.
I heard of a steakhouse in Texas called the Warehouse. I don't know. Is that, you ever hear of that?
The Warehouse, a steakhouse down in Texas. You heard of it?
I heard about it. I'd love to go there. You guys got a phone on or a radio on or something?
Yeah, you have to listen to
each. Yeah, we had the iPod on. I'm sorry, we turned it down.
No problem.
Thank you.
Tell me about some barbecue in Texas. Some Texas-style barbecue. What do you got down there?
Oh, Texas-style barbecue. You guys don't have nothing up there, trust me.
I can imagine. This is why I'm asking.
Freaking Yankee.
I'm starving over here. Look at me.
Yeah, no. Down here, we, you know, not only do you ride to live, but you ride to live because you got to eat.
Right.
You eat good down
there. I just had a group of folks come down, meet up with us out of Canada.
Okay.
And that main comment they had is, oh, my God, I've never eaten so much in my life.
That's right.
I ate a lot when I was down in Texas. I went down there. I actually rode one of them mechanical bull things.
Did you?
I did.
Did you fall?
Yeah, we called them men down here.
Yeah, no. I was waiting for you to say
we
that.
We called the Sibian over here.
Now.
But, hey, you know what?
Mama rode something down in Texas. I just can't remember what. But I know, I had a goddamn good time.
But when that started out.
I had a fabulous time. The hospitality was great. I like that you have drive-through liquor stores.
Wow.
And you can buy ammunition at the same time.
Let me get a six-pack of Bud and some bullets.
Exactly. No, that's awesome. That's like the best thing since sliced bread. Seriously.
Is there like a drive-through barbecue place? Like, hey.
No.
Seems like that was way too good of a memory for her.
Oh, no. I won't tell you what I did with the bullets. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, please don't.
But the mechanical bull is dead, all right?
No. I killed it.
So is the symbiont.
I killed it.
Oh, man, but... You know what? You guys must have some awesome food down there. You must have some awesome roads down there to ride down.
Texas.
Oh, totally.
Texas, man. Huge state. Beautiful state. I've never been there. I will be there. I have to make it down there. So
I want to, one day I want to get down to Texas and ride through
Texas. Never been to Texas?
Never been to Texas.
Oh, my God. Sorry to hear that.
Isn't
that best roads in the world right there, man.
I've been to Texas.
So have I.
Awesome. Great. Texas hospitality. I would love to go out there.
I roped a calf.
Oh, really?
I know how to rope. They taught me. I picked that up right away.
His name was Calf?
That's how she got a boyfriend.
No.
What part of Texas do you guys live in? I don't know much about Texas. No, you got Dallas. You got
we're a dead center, Central Texas, and we cover pretty much all of the state with our site.
Right.
Wow.
Excellent. But, yeah, the main site started out in Central Texas, and then we put it up to Texas, and now it's grown to Louisiana, Oklahoma, New Mexico. And so, yeah, the Wild Hogs deal is growing huge, and now we've started doing the charity events where we get a Fallen Rider Fund built up where people wreck on their bikes. You know, their families can't support them or they run out of money. We raise a fund to where we go and visit them at the hospital, and we give them a little monetary support on top of that, you know.
Right, right. That's
kind of things you got to do, you know.
Yep.
Well, that's the whole thing. Anywhere you go in any state, even with these groups, especially like with you guys with the Wild Hog groups, you all care about your members.
That's right.
And if something happens, push comes to shove, we're all there to help each other out because you know what? The way this country is right now with this, that, and the other thing, if we don't help each other out, nobody will.
That's right.
And
that's exactly right, you know, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, the hospital bills are just so out of control now, and, you know, it can cripple a family, you know, not just the person that was hurt, but his entire family.
I mean,
so we try to help out with that.
Yeah, and you guys are great for doing that.
Yes.
It's fabulous, and, you know, we thank you for your support with anyone that is in need.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Definitely check out the Wild Hogs, Texas, Central Texas Wild Hogs.
Now, do they have to be residents of Texas?
Matt and I, we just managed the Texas Wild Hogs page. Now, we have other people that manage the peripheral pages in Texas, but it just got too much for us two guys to deal with. I mean, it was just loaded, and we didn't expect it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens, you know? So, you know, when you add Texas with riding motorcycles and communicating where rides are, it's going to get huge.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you know, we're not like you guys. You know, our off season is about maybe a full weekend. We can't ride one time.
Yeah, well, I'm
rub it in.
All more reasons for me to move down south. With the drive through liquor stores and ammunition
and roping calves
and roping
and the
calves.
Barbecue places and shit. Oh my God!
Yeah,
I'm dying over here.
No, I love it in Texas. No,
over
I
here.
Do.
I'm dying over here. Yeah, you can't
You're
see
dying me. Over here.
I'm
I know. Keep
you know,
making fun.
I'm so skinny. I gotta eat. You can't see me because I got the Goodfellas thing in front of me.
Don't.
But I'm like 120 pounds.
He's like a Goodfella. Oh, my God.
I'm like a Goodfella.
They might just put you. I think they're going to put you on a spit Texas. And barbecue you, Johnny. I think you would make good meat.
Texas, it's not about the mileage. It's about how long till we eat.
That's right. Exactly. My rides would be from barbecue place to barbecue place. I had the ribs there. I had the brisket there. I had the chicken there. Steak there. Right?
Oh, my God.
Well, guys, I'm going to thank you guys for calling in the show, being part of our show.
Yeah.
Our new friends of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Well, Wild Hogs.
Right, the Wild Hogs, Texas.
Mayhem fans.
Mayhem fan. Right? I hope you guys share the show and enjoy the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, yeah. Look us up on Facebook, Texas Wild Hogs. We're there.
Yeah, and right, then man. Send us links to your favorite barbecue places, too.
We got people all over the country doing it now, so.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. You know, if you have a logo or something you'd like us to put up somewhere, I actually bought a Wild Hog.
I'll get that for you. That ain't a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually bought a Wild Hog patch over the weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can go for all the Wild
Hogs. You actually bought something?
I did. I bought it. I actually figured out how to use my PayPal account. I got
Any information, any rallies you want to post, just feel free.
Yeah, share them with us, and we'll share them on the page. I'm not a member, but if you guys just post the link to any events that are happening in Texas.
We all will.
The great thing about the way we got it set up now is, you know, when members want to go ride in another area, they just hit up that area and say, where's a good place to ride? And there's always advice and directions on where to go and where to eat and the best riding country. It works out great for us.
That's fabulous.
Right, right. Oh, so listen, thank you for calling the show. Stay tuned for next week. We'll be back. And hopefully you guys are back with us.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So until then.
Mayhem Radio.
Thank you, Gary. Right.
Take care. Thank you again, guys.
Take care, bud.
Bye bye now. It's awesome, man. Yeah.
I know. I can't believe you've never been to Texas.
I never been to Texas.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I flew over it a bunch of times.
Are you freaking
I got a shout
me?
Out. I got a shout out, Norman Sterling from Kickstands Up, man. Norman, we're going to have some of you guys on next week. All right. You guys call in next week and we'll talk about Kickstands Up and how that got started and all that good stuff. All right, Norman?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I want to give a shout out to my man, Steve Miller, also. He's got a show on. He does a sports show. You got to check him out. Look up Steve Miller on Facebook and check out his sports show. It's Throwback Thursday. Steve, motherfucker, you're a good guy.
So, did you just say the F word again?
I did say the F word by accident.
I'm gonna
say, I don't know. Steve, how do you explain Steve? Steve, motherfucker. I don't know. I love Steve. Steve Miller is a fucking great guy. I love Steve.
And your buddy.
We got a phone call.
Okay.
Coming in. Hello, you're on the air.
Motorcycle Mayhem.
I know who that is. That's Frew.
John Frew.
I love that voice, too. Oh, that rhymes.
This is not John Frew. It's John Blackstone, your flat truck connection.
Oh, that's John. No, it's not.
I trusted her.
God damn it.
I know, because John's name would have came up my phone. I was like,
Dick. Not you, John. The other John. There's too many Johns in my
don't
life.
Don't confuse me with that. Hey, don't confuse me with that John Frew. He's the guy with the big balls. I'm a football guy here in Georgia.
You're the guy that I hung out with in Daytona. I will never forget you. That was the best meetup ever. Dang. It really was. So what's happening with the fat track racing, John? What's going on with
that? I heard earlier you're talking about coming down to the Tennessee Fest, so
yeah.
If I can work it out, I'll be there, but anyway, I'm your flat track connection, and I hadn't talked to you lately because we had Daytona, we had Georgia, we had Charlotte, and then we had a 6-week break, but I had to call and remind you that Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona Mile is coming up this Saturday, May 13th, so I'm not sure how far your listeners go, but if they're out in the Arizona area.
Yeah, they do listen in from Arizona and that
the
area.
World.
Now, your son's racing, isn't he?
That'll be the big show to see. But you need to look at your Facebook page because I'm putting in a selfless plug. I've been racing motorcycles since 1973.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I have a 24-year-old son that's making his flat track debut this weekend at a vintage race in Georgia. So
sweet.
I'm pretty pumped up about that.
That's fabulous.
Excellent.
No, I've been following that, and I've been liking all your stuff and everything. Yeah, share it. You must be pretty excited as a daddy having your son taken over in your footsteps, right?
John, hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm going to put you on hold. Hello, you're on the air? And can hold on. Hi, Angie, hold on one second, okay? I'm going to put you on hold for one second.
Everybody.
We're so professional over here, aren't we? I'm sorry, John.
Go ahead.
No, that's good. I've told you everything I need to say. I've said about the Arizona Mile AFT race. I've told you that my son's coming up, and I'll check back in next Monday and let you know how all that went.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be fabulous, John.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations for your boy. I'm
really
so excited for you.
I enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you next week, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
See ya.
Hello, Angie Bean. You're on the air.
Hey. Hey, doll. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I am great. Listen, I want to keep you all rock. Rod, I love you.
Yeah, what? Who, what? What? Wait, hold on. Did I miss something?
Yeah, Angie loves you, Rod.
Uh-oh.
And I just wanted to thank everybody in Wild Hogs that I was messaging and inviting that they are on tonight. Oh, and we love you all very much.
Excellent. We love the Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
And David Hayes and everybody that helps out. And you? You're a big help? I see you. I spotted you last week. Right?
Hey, we try. I know you did. Thank you very much. I'm waiting on my stickers.
Yeah. I know. I got them. I got everybody's address. I bought the postage today, and I'm going to the post office tomorrow. So by the end of the week, you should have it.
Right.
So I'll post pictures. But you all rock and have a great evening.
Thank you, Angie.
You do the same. Thank you, and keep listening.
Thank you.
Share.
Somebody loves me.
Share the shit out of the show. Right?
There we go with the curse words again.
That's right. Shit, I don't curse. Shit out of your show.
Right. That's right.
Share we love everything. You, Angie. Thank you
love
so
you.
Much.
Thank you
so much.
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is like one of those shows I don't want to end.
Well, we don't have to end.
I'm admiring your multitasking-ness between the two phones. You got the hotline and the 800 number.
We got the hotline, the 800 number.
And I'm like falling asleep on the microphone.
We got all the...
I was wondering what you were doing to the microphone.
Well, because I can't sit up straight because the goddamn thing is like 6 inches too short. Just saying.
I gotta say,
I need that extra 6 inches.
I got to say one more thing about 1940 Brewing Company. I haven't mentioned them tonight.
Uh-oh.
1940 Brewing Company.
That's what he goes after I just said I need an extra 6 inches.
There you go. Well,
he just doesn't get it.
I don't.
All right, go ahead.
1940 Brewing Company out of Holbrook, New York. Got to check them out. You're a beer drinker. If you're out in New York, out in Long Island area, go out to Holbrook, 1337 Lincoln Avenue. Go see my man Charlie out there. Awesome brewery. Awesome beer. They're brewing fresh every day. And we got another phone call coming in. We'll be right back. You're on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Charlie out there. Awesome.
Hello? I don't know.
We lost him.
We lost him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That we're back.
That was Australia.
Oh, that might be Eric.
Hmm? Who?
Huh? What?
What?
What? Okay.
That
what?
Might have been Eric from Australia.
Well, we'll see. You know,
all right, so
we have 9 minutes left. John Flew just sent me something. Oh, God, he's sending me this.
Pictures of food?
Food porn.
Barbecue, Mac. What is that? Barbecue porn chips? Something, you son of a bitch. I'm starving over here, John.
So hungry, you have no idea. And he's literally like 10 feet away.
Remember
from
last
kitchen?
Week my stomach was growling?
It's growling now. If you people could only hear. Probably they did hear your stomach growl.
Did you save that outtake?
Yes.
We got to play that.
With the fart?
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
What happened there?
Well, you didn't hear
you
it.
You gotta listen.
Let I don't want to hear it. Is it real fart?
Yeah, it's a real fart.
It's not me farting.
No,
is
no,
it?
No, not. I got that one too, by the way.
You shit.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, no. Are you gonna blow my eardrums out?
No. I'll make it low.
Make it low.
Thank God I got
out. I don't know if you can hear it.
What?
But hold on.
Nothing.
I didn't play it yet. I gotta first find it.
Oh, we're gonna lose everybody now.
No. They're gonna love
this. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I have it in here. It's called
Johnny.
Rod Fart. There we go.
And he names it.
Oh God! This is
listen.
What?
Hey guys, it's Rod here from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again. The bikes are all checked. Your buddies are all contacted. The ride's about to begin. But do you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfella Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York.
You really don't hear it. You really don't hear it. Well, I like my wife in the back going, Seriously?
And just for the record, I literally was on the floor gasping for air.
Yes, she was, actually.
This dude ripped it like you can't even imagine. There was three people in that house. At the end of that fight, there was only one and a quarter.
That's right.
I'm dying over here.
So, Ryan, why don't you say the words that you like to say at the end of the show?
Oh, are we at that point?
Almost. Unfortunately, we're almost there.
Oh, does it really?
And there's one show I really hate saying goodbye. I'm having such a good time tonight.
Before we, you know, I get onto my thing, let's say thank you to everybody who called in tonight.
Yeah, all the calls, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
What time is it?
And hopefully Randy recovers fast. Randy the Wrench will be out of the hospital tomorrow, I hope, and he'll be calling in next week with his
a tip
of the week or whatever you want to call
it. Randy the Wrench tip.
Randy the Wrench tip. Not the tip of the wheel, you know.
But I need that extra 6 inches, damn it.
There you go.
All right. So you do your thing, and then I'm going to do you the RUFKM thing, and my thing, and the other thing.
All right. Go
ahead. I want to start off. There's an event posted on our page happening here on Long Island, not too far future. A good friend of ours is suffering, so there's a benefit. Please go check out our page for that event. We wish Eileen the very best.
Mama Daly, we love you.
Yes. Mama Daly, we do love you. We
absolutely do.
I had a good time with her at Carolina Rebellion. We had a blast.
Yeah, she's great people. She really is. Again, everybody who donated for the Cancer Fund rally that was last weekend, thank you very much. Let's continue with this. Let's help with the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation. There's a run coming up very soon. Go to the page, check it out, donate, help out. Let's get these boys checked out and get the tests these that they desperately need to get done. Again, fuck what?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Fuck what?
Cancer.
Fuck what?
Cancer.
And cancer what?
Sucks.
Guys, keep it going. Organ donation. Check it off when you go renew your license or when you go get your license. It's a life. If you can help save a life, be the solution. And, of course, from me to you, love you guys all. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. That was beautiful.
But we're not done yet.
I know we're not done.
Okay, so on my personal page is my RUFKM moment, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I use the drive-through ATM, and apparently I drive through this very busy drive-through ATM. And happen to notice that all the buttons are in Braille.
Go figure.
Nice.
Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? Are
Who was in front of you, Ray Charles?
Let's not make fun. No, I'm not making fun of people with disabilities. The American Disability Act, I know the federal government
mandates
it. But if you Google signs that are in Braille so they meet the requirements, it is absolutely asinine and a waste of money to boot so they meet the requirements that no blind person will ever use nor ever be able to Braille free because I didn't even want to get into it. I'm just really ticked off. It was my are you fucking kidding me moment. Pulling up to an ATM drive-through and the buttons are in Braille. That's my moment. And then, of course, we want everybody to go this past – Saturday was the third annual Charlotte, North Carolina. Aiden has a posse ride. The next one is coming up, I believe, June 4th in Brooklyn at Indian Larry Motorcycles. Bobby Seeger Jr. Texted me. He's still heading back from North Carolina, so he wasn't able to call in on the road, but he'll be calling in and on that. And then the Indian Larry block party is coming up in September, so go to both AidenHasAPosse.org and IndianLarry.com for all those events. Johnny, you got something to say?
McDonald's ran out of French fries today. It was very sad.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, God.
And on that note, we love every single one of you. You may have been
before you end this, like our page. Go on our page. Like us. Follow us. We have these shows every Monday night. We welcome everybody to join us. Thank you for letting us into your computers, into your living room, into your lives.
And listen, if you like us and love what we're doing here,
yes,
tell your friends,
tell everybody,
tell your cousins,
share us,
tell everybody. Let's get it. Let's get this family.
Like
why?
Our page.
Why?
Our page. Hold on, not yet.
Oh, it's not yet.
Not yet.
Premature.
Because we are here for you. We want to hear your stories, see what you ride, and where have you been. And like I said, you have a bike,
cigars.
You have a story. We want to hear about your cigars. We want to hear about your barbecue places. We want to hear about you. Bikers from Bikers, we love you guys. Why do we love you?
Because it's a two-wheel thing.
Good night. See you next Monday.
Good night, world.
Thank you, everybody.
We love y'all.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.